Good morning. Assalamu alaikum. Namaskar. My name is Marlene and I'll be conducting an interview on behalf of Let's Talk Education and Career to interview your very own host, Muhib Haq, who is also a social entrepreneur and will share his unique concept of his business, The Pluralist, with us today. First of all, welcome Muhib.
Hello Marlene and everybody. It is great to be here today. Thank you for having me.
The name The Pluralist sounds intriguing. Could you please give us a brief summary of The Pluralist's mission for us?
Certainly. The aim of The Pluralist is to sell a product with a social message of acceptance and pluralism. We sell unique timepieces or watches that are inspired by the philosophy of pluralism. So, what is the philosophy of pluralism? The concept of acknowledging diversity, accepting this diversity in our world, and then embracing this diversity to move forward into the future is the philosophy of pluralism. So, based on this concept, each of our watches have a unique design which is inspired by a diverse numeral writing system. And each of those diverse numeral writing systems represent a different and unique culture.
That sounds fascinating. I also read on your website that The Pluralist is a social enterprise. Could you briefly explain what the concept of a social enterprise is and what does that mean for The Pluralist?
So the concept of a social enterprise is when a business must go hand in hand with giving back to the community and leaving positive social impact. This is extremely important for me personally. This is why I created The Pluralist as a social enterprise. So for The Pluralist, this means that the underlying product message, which is acceptance and embracing cultural differences, is highlighted. And this takes a central role in our mission. The secondary goal for us, which is also extremely important, is giving back to the community as we go about building a message of acceptance and as we embrace different cultures. And the way we do that is by donating a portion of each watch sale to a local Australian charity. Currently, we have partnered up with a Melbourne, Australia-based charity called the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre.
Oh, wow. That's a fantastic concept. The Asylum Seeker Resource Centre is a not-for-profit organisation that I'm personally very familiar with. They do amazing work providing much-needed support in the refugee sector. So the next question for you, Muhib, is could you please describe the look of the watches for our listeners?
Absolutely, I can. So each of our timepieces are carefully designed. We focus on a minimalistic and elegant style, which is very popular today. Since we believe that watches are more than a time teller, it's part of a person's lifestyle. We focus on bringing that to the look and feel of our watches. So our watches are worn on a daily basis. They're suitable for everyday activities. They're suited for the boardroom. They're suited for a holiday. Our watches are great for travelers. They're great for special occasions, especially great as gifts. Since we are more and more interconnected in our modern society, we have friends and ties to many different countries and cultures, and our watches embrace those connections. Currently, we have two product lines at the moment. Our first collection of watch is called the Arabia. It is named after its inspiration, which is Arabia. The index markers on the dials of these watches are Eastern Arabic numerals. We have a brown leather and we also have a gold mesh bracelet. Our second collection of watches are called the Kanji. Kanji numerals are inspired by East Asia, so they are Sino-Japanese numerals, and we have our watch with a great black leather watch that has a very clean, crisp dial. Now, all our watches use Japanese movement, and they are all genuine leather. We also offer 1-year warranty with each watch sale.
Thanks for the explanation, Mohib. You've brought in the watches today here. I had a look at them. They look absolutely stunning. I saw on your website that the retail price is $109. Can you explain your pricing strategy?
Yes, absolutely I can. So all of our watches are available online. So you can go to our website, www.thepluralist.com.au. The link to our website will be underneath this podcast. And the reason we price them at $109 is because, and this is a little bit lower than our competitors too, is because we want everybody from around the world to be able to afford our watches. We want young people to be able to afford it. We want people from developing countries. We want people from developed countries. We want our watches to go everywhere. Now, $109 covers a lot. So you obviously get 1 year warranty with the watches. You get free shipping, which is included. And $5 from each watch sale from that $109 is donated to the local charity that we partner with as well. I forgot to say that the free shipping that's included in the pricing is free shipping worldwide.
That's great. So I've seen on your website as well as on your social media that it's an exciting time at the moment for the Pluralists. So you recently launched a crowdfunding campaign. Is that right? Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, certainly. I can tell you a little bit more about our latest crowdfunding campaign. So to start off, I would like to tell you that this is our first crowdfunding campaign, and we have launched it on this amazing platform, which is called Start Some Good. They are dedicated to supporting social businesses, lots of other social enterprises, NGOs, and also individuals are raising money on this particular platform. Yep, so the reason we launched this campaign is because we had plenty more ideas, and we aim to represent a lot more cultures and languages within our watch collections, and of course to build more bridges. And in order to be able to do that, we need to expand on our product line. So this is our main goal. We have launched this campaign, and if the campaign is successful, we have two goals. If we meet our first goal, we will add one new watch collection with a whole new different numeral. And if we meet our stretch goal, we will add a second watch with another, representing another culture and language. So we undertook this campaign in the spirit of community. We were encouraged to take part in this crowdfunding campaign as well. We were invited to do it. The idea of the campaign is absolutely great. So basically our aim with this campaign is to spread the word about the Pluralist watches. We have a great group of supporters currently, but we want to expand on that. We also want to spread our core message, which is a message of acceptance and pluralism. We also want to reach out to watch lovers and watch enthusiasts and acquire new supporters into our Pluralist family. So, you know, if you're listening to this podcast, please spread the message. You can start supporting us with as little as $10 to start off with. And each dollar that you pledge for us will go towards building and expanding the Pluralist and our watch collection as well. Now, over the year, we have received encouraging feedback about our watches. And we have sold watches to many different countries. We've sold to New Zealand, to Australia, to South Africa, as far as Mexico, Panama, and of course, as well to Bangladesh.
That sounds really interesting. So can you explain to us, so what happens if, you know, I go online after the show and would like to support the Pluralist? So let's say I want to pledge $50 or $100. Can you talk us through the process? What happens then?
Thank you, Molly. That's actually a really good question. So if you pledge a certain amount, we have some rewards for you. So you can start pledging from as little as $10. So we have other reward categories. So it goes up to 10, 25, 50, and 100, 200, 300. And then our last one is 600. So for $100, if you pledge, what you get is one of our beautiful watches at a discounted rate, because currently, we retail those watches at $109, and if you pledge $100, you get one of our watches. from our current collection. And if you pledge $200, you get two of our watches. Now, our rewards will be distributed after the campaign is successful. So once the campaign is over on December 14th, we will email you and ask you for your preference. So I would like to also highlight that if you pledge a certain amount, the money is not taken out of your account straight away. Basically, once the campaign is successful, after the end date of the campaign, which is in the middle of December on the 14th, you will be then charged for it. And also, for the pledge that you make, you will be getting a reward from our end as well. So there's no risk for our supporters. So at this stage, we've got about 30 more days of campaign remaining. So in our first 48 hours, we already reached 13% of funding, which is just absolutely fantastic. So, I mean, if you would like to pledge something, I would encourage you to go onto our website, check out our campaign, and make a pledge if you want to. Other ways you can support us is by sharing our message and sharing it with your network.
That's great. Thanks, Muhib. So I think that's a wrap for us today. Thank you for sharing the story of the pluralist today and telling us a little bit more about your current crowdfunding campaign. Is there any last words you'd like to add?
Thank you for having me. Yes, absolutely. So I believe it is extremely important in this day and age to work towards bringing people together from many different cultures. And the pluralist aims to do that. So please support our campaign. You can find the link at the bottom of this podcast and help us promoting diversity. Thank you.
Thanks, Muhib. I'd like to say good luck. And that's all from us today here at Let's Talk Education and Career. Until next time.